Well, the U.S. is spending millions of dollars shooting down weather balloons, blowing up natural gas pipelines, and bringing us to the brink of nuclear war with Russia and China. Jimmy Dore says America is a failed state run by psychopaths. And I'm not sure I know what you mean, Jimmy. What do you mean by that? Welcome to the show.
I can tell you what I mean by that. These people are psychopaths. Isn't it amazing that all this, you know, I remember the first time I went on Joe Rogan, he was talking about UFOs. And I said, well, why do you think they're telling you about UFOs now? And he was like, no, Jimmy, it's real. I talked to the pilot. He saw it. I'm like, they've been seeing UFOs since they started flying. And just now the military is confirming this. Why is it? It's because they want to spend $1 trillion on a space force. Why are they? And they want to distract you from the Nord Stream pipeline being blown up. They also want to distract you from Palestine, Ohio. It's amazing how, you know, Americans are the most propagandized people in the world, and they have no idea that they are. That's the thing that's crazy. But anyway, the psychopaths are the people who still won't give their own people health care while they're sending $100 billion in bombs to kill other people. They're bloodlust, thirsty psychopaths. We did it to Iraq. We did it to Libya. 20 years in Afghanistan. We did it to Syria. We're still doing it to Syria. Isn't that amazing how people can get so outraged at Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine? But no ire, no animosity, not even a blink of an eye to the United States occupying a third of Syria, which is the oil part. So again, we're the thing we claim to hate. America is the world's terrorists. And now we were supposed to be afraid when Donald Trump was president because he has his finger on the pulse, on the button. And now we have Demented Joe, and he's saber rattling with two nuclear powers. And these are, of course, economic wars.
And we look like idiots while we're doing this, you know, like shooting down weather balloons, pow, 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 you know, weather balloons, and then saying these are some sort of Chinese tech or maybe UFOs, but they're really sort of pointing the finger over at China being like, wow, making us look like idiots, like we can't spot what certain tech, well, for one, we can't tell what a weather balloon is. You know, we make it, oh, it's some sort of high-tech Chinese, you know, military spy tech that they've got going over us. Yes. We don't even know really what it is. I mean, we're just looking like idiots in the process, like rogue cowboys.
I don't know how the rest of the world sees it, but it's definitely, if the Chinese wanted to do something provocative like this and spy on us, they already have satellites that can spy. They can zone in, and they can read my credit card with a satellite. They don't need to put a balloon that you can see with the naked eye over our country. So again, this is the United States is the world's terrorists. They're doing it constantly. I can't believe how, I mean, you know, we both have shows because the corporate news media is so horrible, and they won't tell you the truth about anything, especially war. But it's just mental now. I can't even, like, the news has no resemblance to what's actually happening in the world, and none. I don't get, and they're not talking about this. People are saying that this thing that happened in Ohio is like a Chernobyl, and I don't know, because nobody will cover it. Nobody will talk about it. People who go to cover it, they get arrested. We're being ruled by psychopaths who deny you health care in the middle of what they call a deadly pandemic. They just put the vaccines on the CDC just put the COVID vaccine on the schedule for children. Yeah. Now, you and I both know that children are at zero risk from COVID. So giving kids a COVID vaccine is evil. It's not just anti-science. It's literally evil. And Democrats cheer it on like they're virtuous people and we're some kind of conspiracy nuts. They're being duped by the biggest criminals the world have ever seen, which is Big Pharma. We all know they're criminals. We all know they'll kill you for a profit, but you weren't allowed to question it. And now they're poisoning children with this.
Yeah, it is criminal. And, you know, other countries right now are actually banning it. Or no longer recommending it or even offering it for people under a certain age, you know, under the age of 50. And they're saying, you don't need this. This is only for high risk. And certain countries, even I think it's Quebec, actually just recently said that you'd have to have not have had COVID before they're now willing to give you a shot. So natural, they're acknowledging natural immunity and saying natural immunity is better than the shot. You don't even need a shot if you've already had COVID. And you only need a shot if you're older and high risk. They're not even giving it to younger people in their recommendations. And yet here we are sticking it on the list for kids. I do want to, that this kind of brings me to something I want to ask you about. But first, oh, by the way, I have this, I have to deliver. It is Valentine's Day, Jimmy. And I do have a special Valentine that came in for you from Anthony Fauci. It was a special delivery. He asked me to give it to you. You know, he won't let me interview him, but he did ask me to send you that Valentine. So I hope you liked that. You make his heart stop,
So
Jimmy.
that was, honest to God, Kim, that was such a heartbreaker when you weren't allowed to interview Dr. Fauci. And now, you know, I still, the Hill gets recommended to me on, Rising gets recommended to me on the YouTube algorithm. And so if I'm in the shower or something, it'll play and I'll hear their COVID takes. And they're coming around finally. It's taken a very long time for everybody at the Hill to get on board. They're still not sure about masks, but they're starting to follow the money. And they realize that Bill Gates, by the way, Bill Gates is now, after he cashed in his money, that you know, he put $55 million into Pfizer BioNTech, and then he sold, I don't know how much he sold, but he sold a bunch of it. And then as soon as he did, he started shitting on the vax, right? And he's saying, oh, it's not good. It doesn't stop, you from transmitting it. It doesn't stop you from getting it. It's not long lasting. They're not good. We got to get better vac. All of a sudden, after he gets his money out of it. And so people thinking that Bill Gates, you know, they think he's a nice person who wants to help people with vaccines. Bill Gates is a criminal maniac, megalomaniac. How do you get to be the richest person in the world by helping people? We all know how you get to be a billionaire by crushing people. And he's barely a computer specialist. He didn't write any of that code that made them money. He's a monopolist, right? He knows how to gin the system and crush people. So Bill Gates, because he wears a crew neck and he looks sweater and he looks like a nerd, people think he wants to help people. He doesn't want to help people. He wants to control people. He's a megalomaniac, just like everybody else. Why do you think he's funding the WHO? Governments are supposed to be funding the WHO. You know, the number one donor to the WHO is Germany. Number two, Bill Gates.
And
Number
actually,
three, the
Bill
United
Gates,
States.
right? And actually, Bill Gates donates to other foundations that donate to the WHO. Like he's in charge. He also does the main funding for Gavi, and Gavi's a main funder for the WHO. So it's not just the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but he's got proxy money coming in. So he's really even more influential than it actually looks like on that list. You know, he's got money just coming into these organizations through all of the other organizations that he funds. And that is what's really scary. He has a disproportionate amount of power over our healthcare system. And he thinks he's some expert on, I mean, I suppose, I guess he is an expert on viruses, right? Knows how to make them
He's a
and
college
distribute them.
dropout.
Yeah, well, right.
he's a
But, you know, Microsoft viruses, this
oh I
virus.
got you oh I
Yeah.
got you
I
I
was trying to
got
make a joke, Jimmy, and you just
I'm
totally.
sorry I'm sorry my
My
bad
one shot at comedy, and you just,
I'm
you know,
sorry
this is why I don't do it. This is why I don't do stand up. Speaking of that, why are you not doing your show? What's Where are you? Are you on
So this
tour?
week, yeah. So this week, Aaron Mate is filling in for me this week and next week. And this week, I'm gonna do Tim. I'm in DC for the anti-war rally on Sunday,
Which
but
I'll be
I
there and
figured
you'll be
why I
there.
was,
We're both speaking at that.
that's right. It'll be great. And so I came in early so I could do Tim Pool's show tomorrow night, and then
Oh
I'm gonna
yeah.
fly down to my fly down to fly Miami and do that that. Patrick, Michael, Pat, Bet, what is his name? Patrick Bet David. That's it.
Patrick Bet, yeah. Patrick Bet David. I've been
That's it.
that's he's also great. Have you been on either of those shows before? You're making the rounds, it looks like.
Yeah, this would be my first time doing both those shows. And then I come back here
Okay.
on Saturday and we're going to do a stand-up show here, which is already sold out. And then Sunday is the rally. So it's a busy week for me.
So you're saying I'm not, I can't, I fly in Saturday to DC. You're saying that I can't get tickets to the show. It's sold out.
Well, it is sold out, but
That's
maybe
all.
I can squeeze you in. I could
All
probably
right,
squeeze you in
maybe.
somewhere.
I do want to ask you about this, so I have to ask you about Lula and Brazil and what is going on down there, because this is, so you have been on the forefront of of promoting Medicare for all for a long time. This has been, you know, Medicare for all, Medicare for all. And I've been right there with you, but I have to say a lot of people who have been very, you know, the traditional progressive of what you and I know what a progressive is. Nowadays, I don't know what it is. But people who are very progressive, wanting Medicare for all, are now extremely hesitant about it. And the pandemic really is what caused this hesitancy.
I know.
And now you see a guy like Lula da Silva down in Brazil, who is a supposedly progressive, you know, sort of leader that a lot of progressives were behind for a long time, gets into office, and now he's saying, if you want these social programs, you have to be vaccinated. It's unclear right now if he means the COVID vaccine in the right. vaccination schedule. That's not quite, but he has alluded to it, and people are very worried because he hasn't specified that he's going to include COVID vaccines. But either way, saying if you want this, you have to do this thing that the government wants you to do. I mean, I don't know. Are you still a big supporter of Medicare for all, knowing that it could be weaponized against us in this way?
So it's all, our healthcare is already weaponized against us, right? So we couldn't get you couldn't go to work, you couldn't travel, you couldn't go to a restaurant unless you followed what Big Pharma said that we had to do. So they already have control over us because they have complete control of our government. So the idea, what I try to tell, I understand people, this COVID experiment, making people afraid to give power over to the government, but they already have it. They already have it through. And what I try to tell people is the key here is to try to get capitalists out from in between me and my doctor. Right now, there's a capitalist in between me and my doctor that controls what kind of medical care I get. I want to get that guy out of there because I can't elect that guy. I can't vote for him. I can't fire him. I can't get him out. He owns my. So what I can, at least I can vote out my representative. I can vote out the president. I can vote out my senator. So I have a little bit of control over that. I want to get the capitalists out from in between. I want somebody in the government who doesn't have a monetary interest in my healthcare, like Big Pharma and the insurance companies. And so that's what Medicare is now. If you ask everybody, can't wait to get, if you think you don't like Medicare, it's because you've never been sick. Because if you get sick, in the United States, if you get seriously ill in the United States and you have private insurance, you're going to pay through the wazoo. I had the best healthcare that you could purchase individually. I got sick with a bone disease in a unique way that they didn't know how to care for, and I went bankrupt because of it. I had to take out second mortgages and everything to pay off bills and see doctors. And so the people who are most against Medicare for all have never seriously been ill. Right. Even people like John Podesta, do you remember those when his emails got revealed, he was when he turned 65, he's like, I made it. I'm getting Medicare. Yeah. And that's one of the most powerful guys in the country. He's excited to get on Medicare. So again, Medicare could be better, and they're always trying to wreck it, and they're always trying to make it privatize it, which makes it worse. They're doing that with Medicare Advantage. So we need to stay vigilant, but Medicare for all, if we could do that, that would liberate workers, and that would make social progress way more able to happen, because people right now are tied to their jobs because of their, hey, my kid's got diabetes, I can't do this, I'll lose my job, and then my kid loses his thing. And so we need to free workers from being tied to their job because of their health care. That doesn't happen in the other parts of the Western world. It only happens here, and it's time. And I think when you explain it to people like that, that we need to get a capitalist out from in between. It was the capitalists that made COVID happen. The government didn't think this up. You know who thought this up? This was thought up by Big Pharma and Fauci and Collins. That's who thought this thing up, and they did it. And now we're finding out that, And Bill Gates, by the way, also.
Yeah, I mean, it is unfortunate that the pandemic has really shifted a lot of people away from Medicare for all, and even from universal education or government. I hate to say the word free education, because it's just where we want to put our tax dollars rather than blowing up weather balloons. You know, that's where I would prefer my money to go, is to ensure that we live in an educated population. And it is unfortunate that people are shying away from these ideas because they're worried that the government will have a lot of control over them, what they learn or what they have to put into their bodies. But the reality of it is, I mean, you're right. It's the policy bad policy could be implemented anywhere, right? You could put bad policy in with getting your driver's license. You could say, well, if you want a driver's license, you have to get the COVID vaccine. Bad policy is just bad policy. And we have to get those bad policies out of these ideas so that we can have them. They're good ideas, and we just need to make sure they're not run by bad policy, I think is really what it boils down to. So, but yeah, you know, it's just here we are, you know, hopefully we can, it's incredible how anti-science so many of these so-called pro-science people are. I still am amazed at people when I see them on like social media saying, you know, all these anti-vaxxers were the reason why the pandemic didn't, why we couldn't end the pandemic. It was still their fault. And it's like, so, it, okay, right. It wasn't the fact that this jab didn't stop the spread at all, you know.
You know, I don't know what to say to those people. I can, you know, when I had a debate with my friend Graham Elwood over mandates, right? And yeah. When he came on, it was painfully apparent that he knew absolutely nothing about the science surrounding the vaccine. And he didn't know that it didn't stop transmission. He didn't know it didn't stop contraction. He didn't know that this virus, this illness, mainly affects the elderly. The average age of death is 82 years old, just like the flu, just like other stuff like that. And you know who's saying it's just like the flu? Bill Gates is now saying it's just like the flu because he already got his $500 million
from
the vaccine. So now he's the one who's saying that that this illness is like the flu. It affects elderly people and those who are obese and people with diabetes. And that's it. Regular healthy people had nothing to fear from this. Joe Rogan beat it in 2 days.
Yeah.
I've had COVID now 3 times. It was the most mild cold I've ever had in my life. And
has
so
Graham come around, by the way? Has he come around? Has he changed his mind?
I don't think so. Graham stopped talking to me.
Oh, okay, well, I used to talk to him all the time as well, and we'd hang out and stuff, but I haven't seen him. So I, you know, ever since the pandemic, I haven't seen him or talked to him either. So I don't know.
So it's been, I've lost, I'm not kidding. People I've known all my life talk shit about me now on public social media in public because they disagree with me on COVID. They're wrong. Just like, you know, I lost half my friends in comedy Hollywood when I said I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. They were wrong. And they still think. Again, the tragedy of the Donald Trump presidency was that the Democrats were not made to reckon for and do an autopsy on what was wrong, why they could lose with the most well-moneyed politician and campaign in the history of our country could lose to a game show host and a political novice. They never did that autopsy. They never had to reckon with themselves. They just pretended it was Russia's fault and that in the election was stolen and they went on. And then 4 years later, Trump said the election was stolen and that's bad. You can't do that. If you're Trump, you can't. If you're Hillary Clinton, the Democrats and the corporate media, you could say Russia stole the election for 4 years at the top of your lungs. But if you're not, then you can't say that. Our elections are pristine. They were perfect. And there's no questions about them. So it's I can't believe people are. So this is the oligarchy. All they have is narrative control, right? Because if they don't have narrative control, then they have to start disappearing people and putting people in prison. And so, but right now it works. There's no labor. Like, look what's going on in France right now. They want to raise the retirement age from 63 to 65, or maybe from 61 to 63. It's way less than us, right? And they're in the streets shutting down the country. Who's doing it? The labor unions got together and shut the country down. And those people already have Medicare for All, and they already have dental, and they already have a retirement, and they're still shutting stuff down. That's what, I don't know how we get that spirit in America. We don't have it right now because people are falling for the propaganda that it's your neighbor's fault. Like if you're hurting and if you're in economic pain because of COVID, you should blame the unvaxxed. You should blame the Trumpers. You should blame your neighbor instead of blaming the oligarchy who did a controlled demolition of our economy, which crushed everybody except for a handful of the richest people who run this place. And then they want me to blame my neighbor for the pain I'm feeling because he wouldn't take a vaccine that never worked the way they said it did in the first place. Well, I'm not going to hate my neighbor. I'm not going to blame him. I'm going to reach out to my neighbor, which is what I'm doing this Sunday in Washington, D.C. at the Rage Against the War Machine rally. And I'm going to find common ground because we have a common enemy. And that is the oligarchy that actually runs this country. This idea that if you vote for a Democrat, you're voting to save democracy, as Bill Maher said. Hey, Bill, our democracy was stolen from us decades and decades ago, which is why workers haven't had a raise since 1980, and half the country's poor and low income can't afford a $500 emergency. Your country was stolen from you by corporations, and when are you going to get angry about that? They're only angry about January 6th, a bunch of yahoos in pajama bottoms and buffalo helmets stealing a podium. That's not a revolution. That was not a coup. That was a bunch of pissed off people, just like the Democrats were pissed off for four straight years because they lost to Donald Trump. Those people were pissed off too. We have a bunch of pissed off people, and the oligarchy controls the corporate media, which keeps them distracted. Their anger gets pushed in the wrong way. It gets pushed against their own brother, their neighbor. And that's the thing we have to wake up. Ralph Nader's been talking about this for 25 years. It's time for the left and the right to come together. And if we and Brett Weinstein's talking about this stuff. And if we don't do it now, it's over. This country's on its last legs. People don't realize that. But this empire is ending. We just put three more military bases in the Philippines while we have people living under every bridge. It's over for America, and people aren't waking up to this. Joe Biden is your enemy. Nancy Pelosi is your enemy, just as much as Donald Trump and Chuck Schumer are your enemies. These are the oligarchs. We do not live in a democracy, and it's time for people like Christian Smalls to organize people and get them in the streets, because Bernie Sanders will never do that. He will never get his followers to do an action against the establishment ever. And neither will AOC or Pramila Jayapal or Ro Khanna. They'll never, ever ask their followers to get in the streets and shut something down. Ever.
Jimmy Dore, everybody. Join us this Sunday at the Rage Against the War Machine rally, Sunday, February 19th. We will be in Washington, D.C. in person, speaking at this event at the Lincoln Memorial. Then we're going to be marching ourselves to the White House and speaking up. Jimmy, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Thanks for and this great conversation. Thank you.
Jim, it's great. It's great to be on your show. It's great to be on your show. I remember I met you and your father when I was hosting that Aggressive Progressives at the Young Turks.
That's right.
We got to come on, and it was great to meet your father. Great to meet somebody from Idaho. I love Idaho. I love the Basque food. And
oh my gosh, he's thrilled right now you're mentioning him. I'm just because he and he watches you every day. Still, you're still his favorite. I keep saying, "What about me, Dad? You're my dad." Like, what about me? And he's like, "No, Jimmy's my favorite."
Well, if it's any comfort, my parents don't like my show either.
Jimmy Dore, thank you so much for being on.
Okay, bye, Kim.
Well, as the U.S. surpasses the $31.4 trillion debt limit in January, the White House administration continues to disregard the need for spending reduction. And despite the lack of fiscal responsibility from our national leaders, it's time for you to take charge of your financial future. Investing in gold through Birch Gold can provide stability during uncertain times. The process of converting a traditional IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA has been made simple by Birch Gold. To get started, simply visit birchgold.com/Kim and request a free info kit on gold, followed by a consultation with a precious metals specialist. Consider the fact that to pay off the national debt, every taxpayer in the U.S. would have to contribute $247,000. The debt issue is only expected to worsen, making it imperative to secure your finances. Birch Gold, with its A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and positive feedback from thousands of satisfied customers, can be trusted to safeguard your future. Visit birchgold.com/Kim to take the first step in protecting your assets with gold.